Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I've got a problem on my hands. And the problem is in the form of some lame white motherfucker. Some lame white chatty asshole who's gotten way too familiar with me, I guess. And he's gotten to the point where he's comfortable enough to speak to me. Anytime I have to go out anywhere, in general, I have two main goals. One, take care of whatever the fuck I'm doing. Like if I'm going to the store, I gotta get the fucking shopping done. I gotta go to the gym, getting the fucking workout done. That's number one. Number two is to have as few people approach me or speak to me as possible. So I try to make myself look unapproachable. I got my big beard, I got my long hair. I usually wear fucking headphones. I look aloof, I look past you. I don't make eye contact with anybody. I'm not fucking chatty, I'm not social. I always try to look a little bit angry. Yeah, put a scowl on. And generally, it works. But the problem is, it hasn't been working at these runs that I've been doing, and I don't really understand why. I don't think I look like an approachable person. So there's this dude, and I think it's been like the same dude multiple times, and I'm finally putting it together. Because I pay so little attention to any one of these assholes that like it takes like 5-6 times before I finally realize who the fuck they are. So a couple weeks ago, I was just standing at the starting line. I start close to the top because I'm faster than a lot of these pricks. And there's this fucking dude, like an older dude. I mean, I'm fucking 40. So like when I say older dude now, it's got a different fucking ring to it. Like I've been saying like, yeah, it's an older dude. I've been saying that probably for fucking 25 years. But now that I'm 40, it's like it's a half and half. It's a fucking coin flip. You know what I mean? But this is an older dude. I'd say 50s maybe. I mean, I guess late 40s. I am dog shit at trying to gauge people's age. I'm just not very good at it. I'm always fucking surprised by it. Especially if they're like younger than me. I can usually tell these days like if somebody's younger than me. When I'm talking to somebody at work and they're like, I'm 27. I think, fuck. God damn. 27. Son of a bitch. I guess I just always assume like everybody's like around my age. But like nobody's around my fucking age. But anyway, this old fuck. He's like walking down like the starting line. And he's like giving everybody the fucking pound. The old fist bump. Which I appreciate because I fucking hate shaking hands. Don't fucking shake my goddamn hand. There's nothing that fucking bothers me more than shaking somebody's fucking hand. Close up that fucking fist and I'll bang your fucking fist. Let's do that shit. Handshaking shit is fucking business shit and it's fucking white man shit. I don't want to fucking shake anybody's fucking hand. It always turns into this weird like pissing contest. Like sometimes people grip too fucking hard. Like how hard do I have to grip? You know, I just don't like it. I don't like fucking shaking hands. I don't really like being touched in general, but shaking hands is not for me. So anyway, this guy's going down the line, like, you know, giving everybody the fucking pound. I'm like, whatever, bro. Like, I'll fucking pound. I'll pound it, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to leave you hanging, but like, I'm not really like thrilled about this. I don't want you to think that we're fucking buds or anything like that. So that fucking happened. And I just thought nothing of it. I did the race and, you know, done. And then like last week, I did a fucking 15K, 9.3 miles, and it was a muddy, sloppy fucking shit pit. And I'm just standing there, like waiting for the fucking results to come through, waiting for the hot dogs to come in. They were giving us hot dogs and shit. So I'm just fucking waiting. I got fucking headphones on. I was watching clips of The Last of Us on my phone. You know, everything that just fucking screams, leave this motherfucker alone. He's on his phone. He's got his headphones on. He's not talking to anybody. He looks pissed. Leave him alone. This motherfucker walks up to me and he's like, hey, you're Chris Johnson, right? Who the fuck are you? Here's the thing. There are plenty of times where I may learn somebody's name before introducing myself to somebody or before they introduce themselves to me. There are rules here that like, if I know that name early, I'm not gonna use the name early because it's fucking weird. Like I shouldn't have the name at that point. There's a fucking old man that lives downstairs in my building. He calls me Chris. We've never introduced each other. I've never given him my name. You shouldn't use my fucking name. Scott walks up to me. He's like, oh, you're Chris Johnson? Like, yes, goddammit. He's like, how's it going? He shook my hand. Fuck. So now I'm doubly pissed. And then he's like, when I was in school, there was a Chris Johnson a couple grades below me. Oh, was there? Because it's such a fucking uncommon name. I was like, bro, there's a lot of us out there. There's tons of Chris Johnsons, you know. He's like, yeah, there is. You want some beer? I got some beer over there. Bro, no, I don't want your fucking beer. You're going to get a hot dog? Yes, Ma, I'm going to get a fucking hot dog. God damn it. He's like, oh, I'll talk to you later. I fucking hope not. And then this week, I get there. I got all my shit. I do some running before the races to, you know, limber my fucking sweet ass up. And I'm just running the streets. I'm nowhere near the fucking starting line. I'm just running the fucking random streets. I've done this race a few times. I know where the fuck I'm at. And like, there's some guy in the distance. And I looked at him. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck this person is. I've never seen him before. And then the fucker shouts out. He fucking shouts. He's like, ah, there's Chris Johnson. There's a lot of you out there. I'm like, is this the fucking guy? God damn it. Is this a thing now? Are we talking now? Are we like pseudo buddies now? Like in your fucking eyes? That we gotta fucking have these weird conversations? Just fucking graduated from fucking fist bump to fucking handshake to like just shouting random shit at me on the fucking street. This is a fucking issue. Like if this shit wasn't happening during runs, I just wouldn't go there anymore. Like one time when I used to fucking go to the grocery store at night, this is back when the fucking grocery stores are 24 hours. That shit has been long gone since the pandemic. But I would go at like 2-3 in the morning because nobody was there. Get in, get out, get my shit taken care of. I don't have to fucking wait for anybody. It was phenomenal. And there was a cashier there that started to get a little bit too familiar. Just old weird lady. And she would like just say weird shit to me. Like, hey man, look at this fucking penny. They don't make these anymore. Like, what, pennies? Fuck, I gotta fucking come a different time or something. So I did. I just started going like different days. Like, I can't have this shit. The second there's a fucking smidgen of familiarity, I have got to get the fuck out of there. Like, we're not doing this. I don't want to know you. So I wish this guy would stop talking to me. And I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. Hopefully this doesn't continue. I'm going to have to think of a new strategy. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, any podcasting site you want. I don't give a fuck. Just listen to my ass. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I am on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. The number 5. Somebody's had a problem with that. Said like, hey, you blocked my ass on Instagram. Absolutely not. Maybe the number 5. Don't fucking spell out 5. Number 5 minutes. And Facebook. This shit's going to be right in my Facebook timeline for you.